Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. What if I told you it's unbelievably productive to actually be unproductive? That's what we're going to talk about in this week's episode. So be sure to stick around. But before we get going onto this week's episode, let's turn it over to my lovely co-host, Meredith. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple and dentistry should be simple.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I have a review before we get started. So if you have not left us a review on Apple Podcasts.
We're going to need some more reviews soon.
Okay. Yeah. I'm running out. So, or Google, if you'd like to leave us a Google review, 3D Dentist, we would really appreciate that. This one is 5 stars and says influential and practical. Just wanted to say I'm a big fan of the podcast. I found it recently and have been bringing it on a ton. It's been a great influence on me as I get ready to purchase my practice in the process of developing my own financial menu. Thanks for the content you put out.
Thank you so much for being a listener, being one of our 4 listeners. Every month, though, we have many more than 4 listeners.
But you told me you only had 4. That's how you conned me into this.
That's how I got you into being on the video.
Yeah. That's only 4 people see it. Don't worry.
So listen, anybody that runs into Meredith at one of our events at the bar, all you got to do is to get her on video is just tell her that only 4 people will see this and she's all in.
Okay. Also, they tell me when they meet me, I thought you had a face for radio.
Yes, that's the other thing I like to joke about Meredith. She's beautiful, obviously, but listen. All right, let's kind of get into this week's episode. And we're talking about how you can be unbelievably productive by actually not being productive. Now, listen, we all know that we have to wear multiple hats. We always hear the saying about you got to work on your business, not just in your business. All of these things, okay? So the first thing I want to do is I had this revelation or this aha moment at our mastermind reunion a few months back. And I was talking about blocking time. I was calling it admin time. And I was talking to some of the people like, yeah, I would love that. It would really give me more time and balance in my life. And what they thought I meant was blocking time to do paperwork.
Bills, paperwork, all that stuff.
And I stopped. I got very, very animated, which means stern. and I made the distinction that there's an admin time and then there's coaching time. Okay. And what I'm referring to today is it's unbelievably productive to be not productive if you're spending time coaching your team or coaching yourself. Listen, admin time, your paperwork, your bills, payroll, that stuff happens when your team's not around. That's Saturday, Sunday, that's evening, that's nights. That's when that time, that's the price you pay for owning your own business. Coaching time is what you're doing when your team members are around. So from 8 to 5, 7 to 4, whatever your hours are, your number one role when you don't have something specific to do, when you're not twiddling on teeth, is you need to be a coach to your team members
all the other stuff can happen when your team members aren't around. So I want to make sure I'm being very clear about this, is that there's a difference in admin time and coaching time.
Yeah, I think one thing I thought about is owning a dental practice and practicing dentistry are basically two full-time jobs.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of businesses that can run without the business owner in there, but a dental practice is not one of those because you need a dentist to produce and do the dentistry. But if you think about a restaurant or a bar, they can't have the restaurant without food or without drinks, but they don't have the bartender and the chef as the owner.
Yeah.
You've never seen the owner back there making your food.
The whole time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for when they need to step in because that's part of being a business owner, right?
Yeah. So that's part of it. So I've kind of broken it down into a few things here. First, I want to start with, you got to make it important. And what do I mean by that? Is I have this saying, if it's not important to you, it's not important to them. And until it becomes important to you, it doesn't become important to your team. So you got to make coaching time super important. It's so important in our practice that we block one afternoon every month that we have for dedicated coaching time. So this is a time where we don't do any production and our team is dedicated to coaching. Now, there's a couple of ways we run this. You guys call it team meetings oftentimes, and I've tried to move away from that because that's usually a bitching session.
I would say, I think a meeting is just, you know, regurgitating numbers nobody understands.
Yeah. Or care talking about.
Talking about problems that happened 2 weeks ago, that kind of thing. Yeah. It's never anything. I feel like you never get anywhere. We kind of just go in circles when we have a meeting.
So I believe in coaching is proactive. It's training for the results that you want. It's leading for the results that you want. So there's two ways we run this monthly meeting or this monthly coaching session. Is one way is we do the whole team. So every so often we have the whole team there and we'll kind of coach the whole team. And the other way we do it is I try to break it down into departments. So maybe one afternoon, one month is I'm focused on the front office team and we're talking about specific things that we need to coach on and role play and do all of those things for just the front team. Then maybe one month or another month, it's just the assisting team and we're walking through. Maybe that's in a meeting setting. Maybe that's in the operatory. We're walking through setups. We're walking through drawers. We're kind of coaching how we want inventory to run. All the little things that you need to do to make your life easier, to make you, you know, more efficient. Many of you know I don't like the word efficient, but to make you more efficient in your work. And then maybe it's time where you spend time with just your hygiene department and you guys focus on that. This is dentist to team members, the whole team or individual departments of team. You get a whole afternoon dedicated to them. And imagine this, you know, doing the departments, what that does is it gives your front office team, if you're, let's say, for example, you're with your assistants, it gives your front office team a chance to kind of get downstairs and catch up on things without the day-to-day patient coming in. It gets your hygiene team a chance to work on photographs, to work on something. It's not like they're doing nothing, but they, you know, they have to have their own agenda in a sense of self-coaching, right?
Yeah.
You know, before you can lead others, you got to learn to lead yourself.
Right.
And your team members need to learn to lead themselves as well. So that's kind of why it's important to break this down to, number one, make it important by creating, you know, a half day block, whether that's in the morning or whether that's in the afternoon, and then doing it as a whole team or even breaking it down to just departments so that you can get that coaching through the result that you want. Yeah, so another way that we do this is kind of on the fly. We're laughing because Meredith was supposed to prompt me through this next part, but of course she didn't. I don't know. We're going to take you. You're not a co-host anymore.
Okay.
You're a co-host assistant.
I'm a co-host attendee. Rick will be so proud.
You're in training. Okay, you're a co-host in training. Clearly you missed that one. So another thing that's important as part of coaching time is making it important to be on the fly. And what do I mean by on the fly? You know, what I mean by that is we make it important in our practice to try to have a weekly chat with each team member. We don't plan these. We don't schedule these. We just make sure we make it happen every week. And my best team members, my team members that are most engaged, that have the most happiness, that have the best outcomes are those team members that make it important to engage with me at least once a week. You know, it could be a personal conversation. It could be a staring competition where we just stare at each other. It could be any number of things. But what it does is it builds great rapport with people. You get to know them on an individual basis. You find out what makes them tick, what challenges they're going through, all of these things. And that's why it's important to have these weekly chats. And in fact, I think this should be, the team members should be coached to do this with two people, the dentists and also the overall practice administrator, office manager, director of operations, whatever silly title we make up for people these days. But you got to make it important for them to do that on the fly. It teaches people discipline and it teaches them to be engaged. And it also lets you find out who's really engaged in your practice. What I've found overall generally is those team members who don't make it important to engage with me on their own on a weekly basis are typically the team members that clock in, clock out. They're not engaged. They're not trying to be better. They're kind of just going through the motions. And ultimately, that's not what we need. So we want long term, we want people that are absolutely engaged in the practice. So having these on the fly weekly chats are fantastic. And they're literally anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes. It's really quick and easy.
Yeah. And I think it's important to know that for the front office, it's a little bit harder for them because someone else, other people have had a cancellation, mm-hmm. hygiene's had a cancellation, it's easy to pop in, chat with you a few minutes in between mm-hmm. patients. Obviously, if you've had a cancellation, your assistants are available. Mm-hmm. And those are the people that you probably interact with more on a daily basis anyways. But the front kind of truly never ends. It's just like a circle of things always going on. So talking about cancellations, mm-hmm. At our last course, I actually had a doctor who was signed up for our mastermind, and she asked Sully if he had a list of things that team members could do during downtime when they do have a cancellation and all of that. And he said, you know, when there is downtime, and I'm going to tell you what I did with one of your team members too. For those that don't know, I've been working the front desk. That could be a whole nother podcast on its own. He said, I would rather my team members go watch someone else, come watch the surgery that I'm in, see what other people are doing. And, I was working the front the other day and I had a meeting. And so there was literally going to be no one up front. There was no plan, no one else for me to grab. So I went back and got one of the assistants who's been an assistant, what, Ashley, 3 weeks,
maybe.
6 weeks.
Maybe.
And I said, hey, I'm going to teach you the front. She was watching a procedure. I mean, you can only watch with our associate. You can only watch so many crowns and fillings, right? But she was doing what she was supposed to be doing, trying to learn. And I said, I'm going to teach you the front too while you're here. And she said, okay. And I said, so if you ever break your wrist or hurt yourself, you'll always have a job.
Yeah.
And I said, the best thing you can do here is cross-train yourself without even asking.
Yeah.
Just start learning everything that you can learn. And she was like, thank you.
Yeah, you know, speaking of Ashley, she did her I had to do some restorative dentistry today.
Yeah.
It was a friend of mine, which, you know, I hate doing restorative dentistry.
But you hate saying no.
Yeah, I can't say
to
no
them,
to friends.
So.
Yeah. So Ashley assisted me for the first time mm-hmm. on her own with the procedure, and I thought it went very well. I texted her and told her that.
I thoroughly enjoyed her up front as well.
Yeah. So, you know, kind of on the same concept there is I have what are called bust blocks. And
I don't think that's a great name.
No. Well,
maybe you should go into detail.
Look who's talking.
Maybe you should. So let's call them or bust blocks.
So what do I mean by bust blocks? So one of the things that we coach and talk to about our people in our mastermind is God, I could go on like a big soapbox with this one, but I'm going to try not to, is what I call implant or bust or ortho or bust or 2 hours or bust. And what I mean by that is making it important. In other words, making it where you tell your team members that this time, this block is for this specific procedure or nothing.
And team members are golden retrievers, remember?
Yeah.
They want to please.
Especially you, Meredith, right? So when we have unused bust blocks, because the first question they get to me is, what do I do if I don't have a patient or if we don't fill that block? And I go, relax. Okay, kind of like to your point,
yeah.
Our goal isn't busy work for team members, right?
Yeah.
We've got to get past this whole busy work mentality.
They could sit there with a recall list for an hour and call three patients and look busy.
Yeah, exactly. And get and get
three more recalls we don't want.
Or, you know, make three appointments for two of the P3 that won't show up for the recall. But what I try to do is when the dentist has this downtime or this or bust time, is that was an opportunity for me to go and sit in the front and just kind of listen. You know, I have, there's a little cubby hole I can kind of sit in up there. So I don't like patients to see me because then they want to talk to me. And you know, even though I run a podcast, I really don't like talking to people.
Now you can wear a mask. They won't know who you are.
I'm still pretty brown and bald.
And the only man in the office.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure they'll know it's me. But I go sit in the front and I kind of listen to what's going on. And here's what I would tell you, you know, how many of you listening, when's the last time you went and sat down and actually listened to what in the world team members are saying to patients?
Remember, I'm going to go with never.
Possibly.
I'm going to go with never.
You know, your front office is the gateway to your practice. It's the first impression.
The face.
You know, it's the face, right? And so what's out there representing you? What are they saying? What are they doing? You know, so sometimes just kind of be a fly on the wall. Don't like sit next to them because it makes them nervous or puts them on their best behavior, but kind of be in the background, kind of just listening to what's going on. You'll be amazed at what you see if you watch your front office for just 30 to 40 minutes, and it'll give you so much to kind of go back to our coaching time to go back and coach on. Another thing that I've done when I have these bus times is I've gone and stood behind the operatory and hygiene for 30, 40 minutes. And I kind of just listen to what's being said. How much are we talking about treatment? How are we talking about treatment? You know, how are we connecting with patients? You know, once I found team members, and you'll know who this one was, team members were talking to patients about very inappropriate things, things that I probably don't think they need to be talking about in the office. And so that was a good opportunity for me to listen to what was happening. And then again, back to that coaching. You know, you can't coach what you're not seeing or you're unaware of. And I'm a big believer in that. I got to see it for myself. You know, at the end of the day, it's my name on the door. It's my reputation. It's my practice. But I want to have an ownership mentality. And if you have, the only way to create that ownership mentality is to coach people and show them, lead by example, what you want them to be. So these unused or these or bust blocks, they're super important. So, you know, for those of you that want to do more implants, schedule a time where it's an implant or bust once a month or twice a month, how many ever you want to do. And then have a plan of action of how you're going to work on your practice or wear multiple hats and leverage those times where you're not productive to become super productive down the road. And many people ask me, you know, what's led to the success we've had in our office? And I say it's this curiosity, this coaching mentality that we have, asking questions, trying to be engaged with people. And sure, I'm less engaged now than I used to be, mm-hmm. but the seeds have been planted and it becomes contagious and infectious. And so when you have that mentality, your team members have that mentality. And when one team member has it, then two team members have it. When two team members have it, then, you know, the whole team has it. When a new team member like Caroline came on board, she gets it very clear as what the culture of the office is because I'm very engaged in what I'm trying to do. And even though I'm less engaged today than I used to be, it's still very engaged compared to most offices. And so it's important for you to do that. So,
and look, you have team members that you've coached and trained to think like you, talk like you. They're closing cases mm-hmm. and having patients sign up with other doctors in the building with consults without you even being there. Yeah. And this would have never happened without you taking the time to coach and train them to do that.
Yeah.
So that, you know, you take back that time where you were unproductive. It's made you unbelievably productive.
Yeah, you know, I say this humbly I tell all my team members this. I say if you can last here 2 to 3 years, and it's not by the way last as in it's a horrible place to work, but you know we have a high standard and we hold people accountable. I tell people if you can last in our office for 2 to 3 years, you'll always get a job, mm-hmm. because that means that you've been well coached. You're pretty good at what you do, you know, that you're committed to being fantastic. I tell them that. And that's my way of kind of, you know, it's kind of like with you. I kind of coached you to go from the sterilization to being an assistant to being in the front office to being a team champion lead to now running 3D Dentist, you know.
And people always say, oh, I can't find people like you. Where do you find team members that you have? I can't find, you know, Megan's and Liz's and Meredith's. And none of them, first of all, I had no dental experience, but they came straight out of school.
Yeah.
So you have really taken them and invested in everyone. So it just takes the time.
Yeah. So look, sometimes you got to be unproductive to become productive. And coaching, separate admin from coaching time. Coaching time needs to be made important. You got to block it. You got to tell people that if they're not going to chat with you every week, they're probably not going to keep their job. And, you know, I mean, it's a fact. I mean, at the end of the day, you want to run. Again, I'm assuming that everybody listening to the podcast wants to have a phenomenal practice.
Right.
You know, they're not mediocre. You know, they have better. They have the radio to listen to.
But if you want to be mediocre, that's fine. Bye.
No, you're welcome to be mediocre. The world needs mediocre people too. So, all right, everybody, we'll see you back next week. If you're looking to advance your career, get better, kind of slow your practice down, take back control, look, consider 3D Dentist. We do some phenomenal training. Come to our retreat. It's a magical place. People leave here reinvigorated and excited about dentistry. If you haven't been, you need to make it a priority to come and experience it for yourself. I promise you, you're going to love it. Contact Meredith or 3D Dentist, and we'll be happy to help you out. Have a great day.